Buy a plot of land at Monia Ibadan with 1.5 million naira gated estate, very close to the train station, out of the over 250 plots still available at Winchester Estate Monia, another one at Ilaju between Ido and Irua. From the 90 plots available, 800,000 naira also from Winchester Homes. Then an acre for farming from Winchester Farmland in Isain, out of the 50 acres, just at 500,000 naira per acre. You asked for my new year plan. There you have it.
You are listening to The Landlord, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635.
My name is Kenichi Samuels, and I'm a network engineer and a software engineer. I would rather invest in real estate than buy some fancy car. My dream location for retirement would be, that's interesting. It would be Monaco or Switzerland. Yeah, so I would like to retire in Monaco or Switzerland, one of the two.
Hi, so my name is Skola, customer care rep. Do I rather buy latest fancy or invest in real estate? Why can't I have both? But real estate, sure. Dream location, anywhere that makes sense, that one of those islands or something that peaceful.
Hi, my name is Oluwatoyin. I'm a freelancer with my main focus being virtual assistance and quality assurance. I would rather invest in real estate, and my dream location for retirement will either be a low-cost state in Nigeria or Greece or Italy. Same reason, low cost of living, and I mean beautiful sites. Yeah.
My name is Shedrack Abolu, a businessman. I will go for investment in real estate. Okay, I would rather invest my money in real estate than go around with a fancy car up and down. To me, if you ask me, I would say that's not a wise decision. As to retirement, I would prefer somewhere in the southwest Nigeria. I prefer, southwest Nigeria, Ibadan preferably, but then I wouldn't mind anywhere peaceful in the southwest Nigeria. And let me say that's if the kind of Nigeria we dream of has come to pass. But then if not, probably Canada, UK, as it is, if you ask me, I would say somewhere in the southwest. And if you ask further, that's where I would tell you Ibadan.
My name is Demitokwe and I'm a federal worker. I would rather buy the latest fancy for easy and respectable movement, which is a car, than invest in real estate, because I need to move around right now, and all this bike and everything is not it for me, because at least I can rent the simple apartment to stay in for now. So the first thing is a car. Yes. Dream location for retirement. Apparently not Nigeria, so where can I pick? Somewhere that is not Nigeria. Probably not any of the African countries either. Because, I don't know, probably US or UK.
My name is Bakare Ifeoluwa. I'm currently a medical doctor. God knows what I'm going to do next with my life. I don't know so much about real estate, but it looks like a good deal. So I think I would rather invest my money than just spending sake. Then my dream location for retirement. I'd like to retire in a village that has lights and internet, less pollution from, infrastructures and the like. Something cool and quiet, you get, with a big compound where I can have like a small garden for vegetables and so. Thank you.
My name is Juliet and I am a content strategist and a digital marketer. I'd rather invest in real estate because it appreciates rather than going for latest fancy. As the name implies, latest, that means it's bound to fade. And what happens when it fades? It drops value. Where is your dream location for retirement? Well, I don't have a dream location yet. But what I know is that I'm going to travel to Korea with my bestie and eat all their delicacies and attend all their entertainment shows. Yeah.
So my name is Oluwatos and I'm an artist. So for the question, you said I don't think, considering where I am and my plans, I don't think I need any fancy toy so badly at the moment. So I'd rather invest in real estate now. I would like to retire in Nigeria. After doing my thing here and there, I would like to retire in Nigeria. There's no place like home after all.
You just listened to Kelechi Samuels, a network and software engineer, Oluwatoyin, a freelancer, Shedrack Abulu, a businessman, Temi Tokpe, a federal worker, Bakari Ifeoluwa, a medical doctor, Juliet, a content strategist and digital marketer, including Oluwatosin, an artist. All participants in our Young Investor teaser, the maiden edition. We asked these upwardly mobile young people what they'll do with a windfall. Invest in real estate, sea land, or settle for the latest fancy, a car or something, or gadget, and where they'll like to retire in the future. Dr. Bakari Ifeoluwa emerged our first winner. She gave the most impressive response in line with our expectations. Says she doesn't know much about real estate, but sounds like a good deal to her. And so she'll prefer to invest her money in real estate as opposed to buying the latest fancy stuff, car, whatever it is. And that she'll like to retire in a village that has lights, internet, with less pollution, something cool, quiet, with a big compound where she can have a small garden for vegetable and so on. Dr. Ifeoluwa Bakari, who is presently in Ilesha, will be meeting with the MD CEO of Winchester Group, Mr. Ayodeji Karim, one of our sponsors, an established real estate investor and construction experts, to get a deal from any of the Winchester estates, that with a real estate investment mentorship, the terms and conditions of which is to be agreed upon by the duo. A very good deal it will be. There will be other winners from Dr. Ifeoluwa Bakari's group right after in the Young Investors teaser, which should last till the middle of the year on the landlord. So make sure to stay with us online and on radio. Welcome again. One Plot is the name, your regular host on the landlords, an intersection of marketing, resource and advocacy for the construction, especially building and real estate industries in Nigeria. We bring you different industry players and professionals to give an aerial view of their segments. I'm talking about the best brands, tested and trusted, not leaving out good real estate deals. Our hot listing segment will be back on radio soon, but you can always reach out to us for good deals. We have hundreds of them within and without Oyo State. Also, if you have a brief for us, we'll be glad to jump on it. We can quickly find you a good offer from our wide network of realtors, one that will be your best offer yet. Okay, today we'll continue with our Market Outlook series with Mr. Femi Olagunji of Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes. We talked about the rising costs of building materials, how it will affect the housing market this year, the need for a better housing policy, and why Nigerians are not yet really embracing alternative housing as a form of affordable housing. Here comes 2023 Market Outlook with Mr. Femi Olagunju.
What we bought last year will increase this year. You know, what we are hoping for is the economy will get better, things will get better, prices of things will come down, which in most cases is not the case in Nigeria. You know, when things goes up in Nigeria,
you don't ever go down.
Coming down is not visible like that. But then we hope that there will be a stable price of things, not right now that things are going up and down and skyrocketing and all that. Recently, I heard that the price of a 20 tons truck load of sand is 80,000 naira.
From 65 or something like that?
From 65,000 naira. As against what we used to have, 2021, we still buy 28,000. We still buy 30,000, 32,000. Now, we are talking about 80,000. Is this how it will continue to go up? So we look forward for that time when the government will come into it, make the
maybe
economy...
Maybe some kind of price control regime.
Yeah, make people the economy, for that economy better, so that the reasons why all these things are going up will be taken care of, and then the price will definitely come down.
Which in turn will bring down the prices at which you sell houses.
Yes, which in turn will bring down the total cost of erecting a
space. So this year, generally, with the way things are going up, could this mean that there will be significant increase in the cost of sales of houses?
Well, there's no two ways about it. Like I always say, you know, the cost of building material is skyrocketing these days, and that is due to the present situation of the economy of our country, which I believe we can all relate to one way or the other.
Yes.
Even the price of transporting yourself from Bodija to Elele has changed. It's no longer 50 naira that it used to be. It's now 100 naira. You know, like, a lot of things are changing. What influenced that is definitely the price of the petrol from the pumps. So they are selling what they bought.
Yes.
And definitely, if we are buying 23,000 naira load of 20 tons truck in 2021, and this year it is 80,000, you don't expect the price to come down. What you buy is what you'll sell. So unless something is done about the things that is actually affecting all these things that is causing inflation in the building materials, then we are in for it. The fundamental reasons has to be dealt with first. And when those are dealt with, things will change. For example, the foreign exchange now, we're talking about almost 1,000 naira to a dollar, you know. And if you want to buy something that is brought in by a hard currency, which is the dollars, the conversion is what they will use to sell to you. And since you don't have a choice, you want to buy, and you buy, at the end of the day, the price of whatever you use it for definitely jumps up. Price of bread in Nigeria now is no longer what it used to be.
But surprisingly, you just find out that people are not talking about these things. They're not asking these people what they will do with regards to providing affordable housing.
I think it is time we start talking about it. Maybe those who are in the hands of affairs will hear it, listen to it, and probably do something about it. Because sometimes I feel maybe it's because they are up there, they don't really see what the masses are going through. They don't really feel what the masses are going through is why they have not effected the change that is needed to be done. But then I think it's something we need to discuss. It's something we need to talk about so that the people that can effect this change will actually see reasons why they need to do it, because it's affecting everyone.
Almost everyone.
It is affecting everyone.
After what countries of the world do you think we can model our housing policies and schemes? I know you travel a lot.
There are a few of them, but I will say Austria. Austria is a small country, but they have very good holds, and they have one of the strongest social housing portfolio in the world.
Really?
You know, and if you look at Vienna, for example, which is the capital of Austria, housing in that country remains about 25% of people's salary in that part of the country. You know, like, you can live in a very good house with 25% of your salary.
It's a policy.
It is, because the country subsidizes it. The country backs it up with a lot of subsidization, which makes it affordable for people that are living in that country. So it takes somebody who knows what it is to have a roof over your head, who knows the peace of mind you have when you have a roof over your head,
to put
up this kind of a policy. And it is because they love the citizens of their country, and they made all these things happen. So I will say the government can look into this as well and help us make this affordable for each and every one of us.
The national housing policy, all of those things, I think, should, you know, come to the fore, and people should be asking these questions, because things are not getting any cheaper, like you said.
Do you think if they ask all these questions, there will be no answers to them? There will be. But implementation is what actually matters.
You're right.
Who will implement it? Who has the love of the general population in mind to be able to do these things we are talking about? So it's about implementation. It's about the heart to be able to do it. It's about the will. You know, they say when there's a will, there's always a way. If you are willing to do something, you'll definitely find a way to do it. So if we are asking questions, if we are talking about it, they will definitely give us answers. Sometimes answers that we want to hear. You know?
Seemingly, you've lost faith in the system.
Well, I believe someday things will get better, and we hope it will be soon.
Do you mind sharing some affordable housing solutions with us?
There are several affordable housing solutions, but Nigerians love good things. If we want to go back to the basics, you know, like, we have mud houses. By the time we change what we have in those days to what we have now, the housing solutions will be there. You know, there are clay houses. There are modifications in the mud that is transformed to become clay now. And when we use clay to make a house, it becomes a little cheaper.
And nobody will even know it's clay after.
Exactly, by the time you plaster it. So, but then Nigerians, like, we that okay, like for example,
many people will be caught dead living in a clay house.
So many people, we have so many,
but it really doesn't matter. I've lived in a clay house before.
Most of the Nigerians believe this is my conclusion about this is how I feel about it. You know, like most of Nigerians believe that expensive materials are quality materials. Once you buy it for a high price, they believe it is good. But in some cases, it is not like that. So their effort to keep up with the latest designs, techniques, expensive materials, and other finishing components are used in constructing their homes. So definitely, it will not be affordable, you know. But then we want to look into how our locally produced materials will come out at its best. People can put in their best to develop materials that we have here and that can be used for all these things. For example, let me talk about doors. We have iron in Nigeria.
Yes, we do.
You know, we produce. And then we have people that bend irons. Most of them are doing doors right now. But then can we put these kind of doors in front of our luxury mansions? Many people won't. But then if these are carefully made to taste, if these are carefully made to specifications and neatly made, then people that are doing luxury homes will look into this. But because we hardly pay attention to details in this part of the world, it makes it a lot difficult for people to buy into what we produce here
locally.
Then when we use what we produce locally and the things are made to international standard, it looks international, the details are perfect, everything looks fine the way you want it, and don't forget that the luxury will even still be there, then we will use it at an affordable rate.
And then houses will be cheaper.
As against people using bulletproof doors, forgetting that they only have glass.
Importing virtually everything used.
Exactly. You know, you see a door now, they say this door is imported, it costs you about 1.5 million to buy just one door. The price of that house will definitely go up. And why are you putting a 1.5 million naira door in front of your house? Because they call it a bulletproof door. But you are forgetting that you have just 5mm glass windows, which is not bulletproof. So what is the essence of putting a bulletproof door when you have glass as the windows? Which just a stone throw at it will just break it up. You understand what I'm saying? So we have other materials that we can use as part of aesthetics of the house.
Mr. Femi Olagunju, a developer like many others in the industry, calling on government to put up an accessible housing policy that will be implemented, citing the social housing scheme in Austria as a model that can be adopted or styled to fit the housing needs of Nigerians. Housing subsidy for all eligible Nigerians is an idea that the incoming administration might want to consider, not just for the civil servants, but for other taxpayers as well. There has to be a creative way to resolve the challenges of housing, significantly even. That was Mr. Femi Olagunju, CEO Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes, with his outlook for the year. Just thought to bring you that playback. Like he said, where there's a will, there's a way. Where there's a will, there's always a way. What should come first is a will. Many thanks to one of our landlords, CEO Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes, Femi Olagunju. Reliable resource. Many thanks to you for staying with the landlords on your Heartbeat station, 97.9 FM Ibadan. Don't forget you can find our materials online on www.metrocopy.com, on Facebook and Twitter at OnePlot. I want to believe that things are getting better, especially with the commercial real estate sector that was said to have declined by 14% last year for obvious reasons, being elections, uncertainty, currency challenges, and rising inflation. However, the hotel sector is said to have one of the largest development pipeline, a positive outlook for the year, especially in the Southwest, arguably one of the best performing real estate sectors, even in international global hubs such as Dubai, London, and Hong Kong, according to Estate Intel, a research and data firm. Here in the real estate capital, if you're looking to invest with a medium to long-term maturity of yield, you should be thinking of Monia Axis, especially at this time. But there are many other strategic opportunities within and without the state. We have experts that can show you just how, if you're thinking of pretty cool return on investment that is, you know, just fantastic, especially in any form of hospitality. That's where you should be thinking of Airbnb, shotlets, hotels and all that. Will be doing very, very good, especially in your state right about now. Okay, just about time for me to close shop. The landlords, on behalf of my colleague Toba Yusuf and everybody who participated, we'll be right back with you next Tuesday from 10:30 in the morning. I'll leave you with our parting shot. Our first winner for the maiden edition of the Young Investor Teaser, Dr. Bakari Ifeoluwa. Take care.
My name is Bakari Ifeoluwa. I'm currently a medical doctor. God knows what I'm going to do next with my life. I don't know so much about real estate, but it looks like a good deal. So I think I would rather invest my money than just spend for just spending sake. Then my dream location for retirement. I'd like to retire in a village that has lights and internet, less pollution from, you know, infrastructures and the like. Something cool and quiet, sure, you get, with a big compound where I can have like a small garden for vegetables and so. Thank you.
Winchester Homes, driven by the vision to ensure everyone has a roof over their heads, irrespective of their financial capacity, has acquired lands in Monia, Isei, and Ilaju for you at affordable prices. Good road networks and other facilities guaranteed. Don't sleep on it. Call 070-302-0808. Winchester!
We say what we do, and we do what we say.